Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the Gospel reading we've just heard from Mark's Gospel. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you are a God who cares for us and watches over us. As we hear your word this morning, may your Spirit work in our hearts so that we would know your presence with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I got out Emma's baby photos the other day and was having a look at them again. And there seems to be hundreds of them. And I guess these days it's worse because you've got digital cameras, you can just click away and you don't even have to print them. But even back then, without a digital camera, we just seemed to have photos and photos and photos. And what surprised me most was the number of photos we have of Emma sleeping. In a way, they all look the same. Emma asleep, Emma asleep, Emma asleep, Emma asleep. Her expression's the same. The surroundings are the same cot. She's not doing anything except sleeping. And yet, all these photos. There's something about a baby sleeping that captures our attention and holds our attention. I think it's more than just being a new parent. There's something else there. Even now when I see a baby asleep, say, in its father's arms, I'm touched by that. There's something special about it. And I think it's because that is total trust that that child shows as it sleeps. I know the world to be a dangerous and rough place. I think of all the things that could go wrong. I worry about the future. And I'm someone who can fend for myself. And yet, this little baby, who has no means of looking after itself, who is totally vulnerable, can sleep soundly in this dangerous world that I worry about. This baby can fall into a deep sleep, knowing, trusting that everything will be okay, that it will be looked after. When you think about it, without trust, we can't sleep. Because it's our human nature to have that survival instinct in us. And when we sleep, we are vulnerable. I read an article in the latest Lutheran magazine about a husband and wife who were sailing around the world on their yacht. And they were saying that on the high seas, at night, they take turns in keeping watch. They can't trust to both sleep at the same time in case other ships come along and don't see them. So they take it in turns in keeping watch. And what about yourselves? How would you sleep without those four walls, the doors and the locks, the roof over your head? I bet it wouldn't be as soundly. You see, when we are asleep, we are at the mercy of the elements. The mercy of anyone who might do us harm. And so we need that protection in order to sleep. Sleep was the furthest thing from the minds of Jesus' disciples that night in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. How could they sleep? They were in great danger. The wind was howling, the waves were crashing, the boat was sinking, and their lives were in danger. They were going to drown. But there in the back of the boat lay Jesus, fast asleep, dead to the world. This is the only place in the Bible that we hear of Jesus sleeping. And what a time to do it. In the middle of a violent storm that's frightening even the most experienced fishermen, Jesus is asleep. That might seem a bit strange. How could he sleep through such a storm? But if you think about what babies sleep through, the commotion, the noise, and so often they stay sound asleep. And they sleep because they trust that everything's okay, that they're looked after. And so in the middle of this violent storm, Jesus can sleep soundly because he trusts in his Father to take care of him. Yes, his life might be in danger. Yes, he is under threat from the wind and the waves. But he can sleep. But the disciples can't believe it. How can he sleep? And they wake him up. Not expecting him to do anything about the storm. That's not why they wake him. See, they don't ask Jesus to do anything. They can't believe that he can sleep. And if they're terrified, surely he must be terrified too. It doesn't seem fair. So they wake him up. But he's not terrified. I can imagine he'd probably be a bit annoyed at being woken from this deep sleep. And for the first time, he notices the wind howling around him and the spray in his face and his disciples cowering in the bottom of the boat. And like an old-fashioned school teacher, bringing an unruly class to order, he dismisses the storm. Peace, be still. And suddenly there's calm. And what a calm it is. The disciples' terror of the storm is changed into a different sort of fear now. They are in the presence of someone who has the power to control nature, who has the power to silence storms. And the only person that they know who can do that is God. And so here they are in a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, in the presence of God. No wonder they're overawed. You see, Jesus gave a glimpse of who he was to his disciples that night. And he gives us that same glimpse this morning as we hear this story again. And he reveals himself as someone who has the power over nature, who has the power over the wind and the waves. But he reveals that to his disciples not to scare them, but to comfort them. And yes, they may not be comforted at that moment. But as they look back on that incident, they will understand the comfort that comes from knowing that Jesus has that power. And Jesus reminds them about everything that he's been doing up to this point, and including stilling the storm when he says, "Have you yet no faith?" He You see, that's what Jesus is working towards. He's working towards creating faith. The kind of faith that he has in his Father that allows him to sleep in the middle of a storm. Jesus is someone that we can put our faith in when the storms of life hit us, when we're buffeted and rocked. Jesus is the one that we can trust in. And just because we believe, though, in Jesus doesn't mean that the storms won't strike. It doesn't mean that tragedy won't happen to us. Doesn't mean that we somehow will breeze through life without a care, without a worry. The storm still hit the boat even though Jesus was in there. But that's the point. Jesus was in the boat. He was in the boat with his terrified disciples. And Jesus is in our boat too when the storms hit us. And he invites us to come and rest with him. You see, there was something more important for Jesus to worry about than just a storm. He silenced that with a word. But the storm Jesus came to face on this earth was so far greater than that. It was so much more powerful. Because the storm he came to face was the storm of sin and death that had power over God's creation. He came to deal with sin and death once and for all. He came to silence death and to deliver us from our sin. And Jesus showed himself to be so much more powerful when he was risen from the grave. He showed himself as someone that we can put our trust in. Someone who would never desert us, no matter where we are or what happens to us. Someone who loves us. Of course, it doesn't mean that we can suddenly go around without a care in the world, unafraid of anything that might happen to us. Sleeping out on the streets because we don't need the four walls around us anymore. That would be silly. Trusting in Jesus doesn't mean giving up all sense. It doesn't mean putting ourselves into danger, putting others in danger just for the sake of it. Trusting in Jesus is a trust that he gives us that our relationship with God is secure. That our relationship with our Heavenly Father is okay. And that we don't have to worry about that. That we are forgiven. That we are His children. And that whatever happens to us, nothing can change that. That's the trust that Jesus gives. You see, we might be afraid of many things, but we don't have to be afraid of God. And when we face our greatest fears, when we're faced with a situation that we have no control over, in the end, all we can do is to trust. Trust that someone else has us in their care. And if that someone is Jesus, then we can know that we are in safe hands. Because he's proven himself trustworthy. He's proven himself powerful enough to deal with anything that comes our way. He's proven that he loves us more than anything else. And through the storms of life, Jesus invites us to come and rest with him at the back of the boat. Rest like a baby in its father's arms. Rest because we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. and the peace and love of God, which passes all our human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.